because of a request of my friend Joe Morgan, who was one of the great Major League Baseball players of all time. And he wants me to tell you the story of how Jackie Robinson came to be the first black to be entered into the as a Major League Baseball player in 1947. I remember the story very well. My predecessor was Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis, and for 24 years, he refused to let the black boys play. If you were black, you were automatically disqualified. The judge went further than that. He wouldn't even let the black boys and the white boys barnstorm together after the season was over. And indeed, in 1954, the year before he died, Rick Roberts and some of the colored reporters from Pittsburgh Courier went to see him a final time, and he said to them, "Everything's been said about this, it's going to be said. The answer is no." Now, I do not wish to be too harsh with the judge for his having made that decision, because he was doing at the moment what the major league club owners wanted him to do. They wanted him to keep baseball segregated and totally white. In 1947, the major league club owners anticipated that Branch Rickey of the Brooklyn Dodgers might want to bring Jackie Robinson from Montreal to Brooklyn. And they held a meeting at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York. I presided over the meeting and announced the final vote. They discussed the Jackie Robinson situation for a couple hours and finally took a vote. The vote was 15-1 not to let Robinson play in the major leagues. Well, as soon as that meeting was over, Mr. Rickey called me by telephone and asked me if he could come to Kentucky to visit with me, because he said it was urgent and he wanted to talk to me about the Jackie Robinson situation. So he came down to my place in Woodford County at the cabin on the back side of my place, and for 2 hours we talked about the Jackie Robinson case. Mr. Rickey said, "Of course, Commissioner, I can't move this fella unless I have your complete cooperation and support." And I said, "I know that, Mr. Rickey." I said, "If Judge Landis were the commissioner, you couldn't ask him, and if you did ask him, the answer would be no." Now, I said, I was on the Senate Military Affairs Committee all during the Second World War, and I had an opportunity to observe white men and red men and yellow men and black men in the atolls of the Pacific and in the battlefields of the world, offering to fight and die for the freedom of mankind. And then when they came home, they were told that because of their color, they couldn't play baseball, the national pastime, American baseball. I said, "I don't think that's just, I don't think it's fair, and I don't think it's decent, and I think it ought to be stopped. And I'm prepared to stand by you if you decide to bring this boy from Montreal to Brooklyn. And you bring him in, and I'll approve of the transfer of his contract." And remember, Joe, I was the only fellow on earth that could approve of the transfer of that contract from Montreal to Brooklyn. I had my John DuMoisy, one of my special aides, and Dick Butler, who later was head of the umpires, the staff of umpires for the American League for 25 years. I had them monitor every game Jackie Robinson played in, not for any reason except to see to it that he got fair treatment. They asked me how we were going to treat him, and I said, "No better, no worse. Don't give him anything. Don't take anything away from him." But I said, "We're going to see to it that this thing is of not allowing a boy to play because of his color. We're going to see that that's ended." And, of course, some of the Southern boys, I remember Dixie Walker said he wasn't going to play with him, he was going to paint his house. And Ben Chapman said when he came to Philadelphia he'd make trouble for him. I sent Ben a telegram. I said, "If you make trouble for him, I'll make trouble for you." So Ben decided that discretion was the better part of valor, and he didn't make any trouble for him. And Dixie finally said that he finally decided to play. And they said, how are you going to, how are you going to treat this boy? And I said, no better, no worse, just treat him like another ball player. And we monitored every game he played in that year, and I thought we got along fairly well with very little difficulty. And of course, that was a monumental decision, and that was something that I say hadn't been done during the 24 years of my predecessor, and something that the club owners, by a vote of 15-1, did not want to take place in 1947. And of course, Satchel Paige told me if I'd have been the commissioner, he'd have won 30 games for 30 years. And of course, as the years have passed, and other outstanding black fellows like you, Joe Morgan, and like Don Newcomb, and like McCovey, and all the others, have proven that they had outstanding talent. And one of my chief regrets has been that my friend Josh Gibson never was able to play. He died before they ever gave him a chance to play, because he was one of the outstanding catchers of all time. I want to join with you, Joe, and all your associates in paying tribute to the outstanding contributions that the black men have made to American baseball, and how I'm sure now that that's something that ought to be done long ago, but I'm delighted that I had the opportunity to approve of the contract, the transfer of that contract from Montreal to Brooklyn. Every good wish to you, Joe, and God bless you all.